Now, when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you Blood River Radio family members are. It doesn't matter where you are in the world, we'll tell you, we'll give you a wonderful welcoming to come on here and listen to us. And I certainly appreciate your efforts of doing this, and I especially appreciate the donations and support from all the people that keep this program going. We could not do it by ourselves. By the way, you're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. I'll be your host today, one of the hosts, and we have co-hosts with me. We're proudly syndicated internationally. Anywhere that you can pick up radio, we're proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio. We have the young Jeremiah running the board tonight. He's the young guy, but just like with all of Jay's kids, he is sharp as a tack. I only wish I knew a fraction as much as they do on how to run electronic stuff, but I don't. I probably never will. Anyway, this is today's date, in case anybody would like to know. It is Saturday, October 18th, of the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2025. People, I guarantee you, I say this every week, but there ain't no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ Almighty. That's it. It's Jesus Christ Almighty plus nothing. And we get in trouble for saying things that I say sometimes, but you don't need no church. You don't need no preacher. And I'll say it again. I really do believe nowadays, I'm firmly convinced in my heart that if you belong to a church nowadays, I think it's probably a negative on you. I think this is a good chance it's going to lead you to hell. We'll talk about that later if I don't forget about how the Catholic Church has recently put a prayer rug in the Vatican. And you know what? And the Baptists do the same thing. And only they might as well have a damn prayer rug for the Jews in Israel. Well, I'm getting sidetracked there. The point I'm trying to make is this is a Christian radio program. We're a hardcore Christian. We're a Bible believing, God fearing gospel church. But we don't go to a building or anything like that. But if you know, and why I would just like to say this right here. I know this is rabbit trail, but why, if you have a normal intelligence, why would you think you have to listen to an internet preacher? You have to go to a church to listen to some preacher that's standing between you and Jesus Christ Almighty. You don't need that. That's just another idol. It's another interference. Anyway, I'm going to shut the hell up, people. This is I'm getting deeper in trouble by the minute. But anyway, this, like I say, this is a Christian radio show. And if you don't mind, people, you bow your head for a prayer. Our young man that's going to come on right here, Will Franklin, if he doesn't mind, I will get him to take us to the Lord in prayer. And if you will, Will, would you want to take us to the Lord in prayer, Will?
You bet.
Thank you, sir.
Father God, thank you for the opportunity to be here, Lord. And we pray blessings upon this show. For the next few hours, oh God, we pray that your truth will find its way into our mouths, Lord, so that we can share it with our people no matter where they are listening. And Lord, we do pray for our people, the family of Blood River Radio. We pray, oh God, that you will watch over them and keep them safe in all their days, oh Lord. And we do. We pray hedges of protection around our people, oh God, that this world and your enemies are just hell-bent on destroying us, oh Lord. And we just pray for strength and wisdom and courage, Lord, to stand up to those enemies the best way that we can. And, Lord, thank you for those that continue to support Blood River Radio. We pray, Lord, that those blessings that they show Eddie and the show, that they'll just be returned to them a thousand times over, oh God. And as we get ready to get started, we just pray for strength for ourselves, Lord, that your work will be done here on this earth and during this show. Lord God, we love you and we ask it in your name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Brother Will. I certainly appreciate that. I know that prayer comes from the heart. It really does. I guarantee, double damn to you. People, you know, we always go to the donors with the prayer. We cannot run this program without donors. We don't have any this week, but we've had enough in the future, in the past to keep us going. So no donors this week, but that's quite all right. I'm sure we'll have some pretty soon. Anyway, I'll give a quick outline. Hour one, you just heard Will Franklin, our brother in Christ, our warrior in Christ, our warrior in arms, probably one of these days in the streets, affixing bayonets. That's what it's coming to. I guarantee you, folks. Hour two, we had the 93-year-old Ed. Oh, golly. Ed Fields. Ed Fields was coming out. Ed Fields is he's a giant. In white rights, you can not name a white rights organization that Ed Fields that's not had a hand in. Low all these 93 years, but he's he had a family emergency. I talked to him about an hour ago, and he's not going to be able to come on. Nancy Hitt was supposed to come on and help interview Ed Fields because Nancy Hitt, I don't think she'd mind me saying she's a. Getting kind of older herself. She's 86 years old. She'd been friends, cohorts, and fellow warriors with Ed Fields for years and years and years. But we won't be able to do that. In Ed Fields' place, we'll have Matt Goodwin coming on. Matt Goodwin's in the second hour. Without Matt Goodwin, there would be no Blood River Radio. Matt Goodwin pumped a lot of money into this program. He was a co-host in the beginning. Me and Matt Goodwin financed the thing. Lee Cochran used to help us do stuff. Jacob Tyler took care of our website back in the day. But we're still struggling along. So that'll be Matt. Here we go. Will Franklin and me, first hour. Me, Will, and Matt, second hour. Me, Will, and Ben Walker, third hour. We're going to cover some really heavy stuff the third hour. We're going to cover stuff that's Waco, Ruby Ridge, Murrah Trade Center, just how evil and rotten. And Gordon Call and Uri Call. I mean, we need to go back and talk about these things. When I was with TPC, I used to tell James, we don't cover these things often enough. We hit one thing, we leave it forever and ever and ever. But people's, we have, especially me, I have a short-term memory. I learn things by repetition, as a lot of people do. Some of these things have to be repeated. That's what we're going to do. So anyway, one more announcement, folks. Gene, the Bitter Ender, is going to be off this week and for two more weeks. So he's going to be gone for 3 weeks. He's on the road doing all kinds of stuff. Paul's going to be off today. Paul's out. Monica's out. So next week, we'll probably have Jason Robb. We'll probably have maybe Don Wassel, maybe Paul Fromm, but we'd fly by the seat of our pants here. And that's all the announcements. That's all the housekeeping chores I can think of. So I'm going to shut up for right now and bring in the young Will Frank. How you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing good, Eddie. How about yourself?
Pretty good for an old geezer. I wanted to go run with Breakaway Running this morning, like I was telling the young Jeremiah, but the route. I have to start early because I run further. I have to be ready for the New York before the people training for the Memphis St. Jude Marathon. I'm a month ahead of them. I would have to be running in the dark an hour and a half before daylight in Memphis in some of the worst neighborhoods. We run Midtown. Next week we'd be running Germantown, which is a white area. But I know people didn't want to hear that. But I've done that many times. I thought I pushed my luck so many times and have not been ambushed. But something just told me not to do it today. So I didn't go down there. I'll have to do my long run tomorrow. But I know you don't want to hear that long story, but that's what I've been doing and getting ready for the New York Marathon, God willing, November the 2nd. Probably won't be doing the full marathon because my training has suffered greatly. But I know our people like to hear. They look at us. A lot of people like we're a family, like to hear about that. But, Will, we got about a minute before we go to our first break. So what would you like to do? Take off. Tell us what we're going to do for this is
well,
we got
gonna, break. We're gonna go here, there, and yonder and everywhere in between, Eddie, but one that you were just talking about before we went on air that I think would be a really good one to start with is the story that's on American Freedom News Don's site, and the headline is Senate candidate returns AIPAC money as pro-Israel group becomes political poison. And I sure would like to take a little bit and maybe talk about AIPAC and that not-so-hidden hand and influence on American politics.
I think that would be excellent. You know how we fly by the seat of our pants. I saw that probably 45 minutes ago, something like that. I thought we need to cover that. Also, something we need to cover, too. I like to rain hell, fire, and damnation on what we call the churches nowadays. It's my opinion.
Sure.
I don't know how people cannot see that the church in this country is totally apostate. I would like to drop napalm on the Catholic Church. And listen, I can do it because my wife was what you call a recovering Catholic. She didn't leave the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church left her years and years ago. Also, we'll cover that when we come back. I'll make brief mention of that, and we'll delve into the APAC thing. So we'll be right back, folks. This isn't a very long break. You don't have a long time to get your water, whatever you need to do, but don't be back or late getting back. Be right back, folks.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Cool, Blood River Radio family. I'd like to thank you for hanging on. If you have to get coffee or anything like that, if you can, just wait till about 2:30. We'll put at the bottom of the hour break. It's a longer break. But anyway, we're going to rock and roll right now. We're going to go right back to Will Franklin, our brother in Christ. I tell you what, I guarantee double DMT. I know Will. I hadn't known him that long, but I can tell you what, when it comes time to hit the street like David did, if we have to start slaughtering these Philistines, you know, we have to start killing these enemies of Christ. That's what we're going to have to do. And I know he's ready to rock and roll with that if the need be. Anyway, we're going to go back to Brill. Will, go ahead and lead us off, brother.
Well, Eddie, you want to jump into the APAC deal?
I think that's perfect.
Well, if there happened to be somebody out there that doesn't know what APAC is, that's an acronym for the American Israel Public Affairs Committee. And this is a political action group there's no other way of saying it. It's probably the single greatest lobbying group in Washington, D.C. And it is made up of American Jews, of international Jews, foreign Jews, whatever you want to call it. And they spend just an ungodly amount of money whining and dining your elected politicians, your elected officials. And they do this on behalf of the state of Israel. And the interest here, you know, the only thing American about the American Israel Public Affairs Committee is their name. because it has nothing to do with American Jews. It has everything to do with the state of Israel. Eddie, I know I'm telling you things that you already know, but they spend an incredible amount of money. And one of the things that this article on Don Walser's website, American Freedom News, talks about is out of, Eddie, do you remember the number out of the 465 elected representatives?
Yes, I do.
I'm sorry, 500. Okay, tell me what that is, Eddie.
Okay, we have 435 elected United States representatives. Okay, so after out of 435 U.S. representatives, 365 out of that 435 receive money directly from AIPAC. And it says also that they use this money for many reasons. But I'm going to add this before I go further. The $100 million that they spent in 2024, according to Don Walser's website. And I believe him. In 2024, AIPAC, American Israeli Israel Public Affairs Committee, like Will said, AIPAC, spent over $100 million on United States elections to silence the small but growing support for Palestinian rights in Congress. Like I was telling Will, I don't give a damn about Palestinian rights. I care about Christians that are there and white people. And this may sound cruel, but the best thing that would happen to us, this is kind of a rabbit trail, is they kill each other off. Because the Palestinians and the Jews are both pagan. They're devil, they're Satan worshipers. They both worship their father, the devil. That's what they do. But anyway, back to the story. In fact, it says they use this money, this $100 million, but it's well spent. Guess what? The $100 million they spend, Will, they'll get that back tenfold. Because they use that money to, for one thing, to block ceasefire initiatives. You know, a while back we heard the people were trying to get Donald Trump to and the Congress to pass this ceasefire initiative to get this, so the Jews would quit killing the Palestinians. Well, they helped to block that, and they also helped to block the arms embargo efforts that people in the United States are trying to force our Congress to stop. Our military to stop our Pentagon from shipping them all of our damn weapons. Well, that failed. That failed miserably. I'll shut up a second. Not only did they get that for their money, they stopped the embargo efforts. They stopped the ceasefire efforts. They get that $100 million. That's just penny ante. That's like priming a pump with water. If you know what I'm talking about, if you happen to come out in the country, you have to have a little water. You pour down a pump to prime it. They'll get that back tenfold. They get back for every million that they spend. They're going to get back probably, you know, a quarter of a billion, but they do that. And, it's like Will said, they're by far and away the most powerful lobby group in the United States of America. But Will, you said I think this article said something about that starting to change a little bit. So go ahead with it. Hope I didn't talk over you too much, brother.
No. And one of the things, and it's not just it's what Eddie was talking about with the $100 million. They are seeking out candidates that are pro, I guess you would say pro Israel. It's pro Jew. I don't know of another way of saying it. I don't like saying Israel, but and I'll just give you one example. New York Democrat Representative Jamal Bowman, he ran afoul of the Jewish control there in New York. And in one election, a representative from New York, AIPAC spent $15 million against Bowman. They supported his opponent there in New York to get him ousted because he turned his back on Israel. And that was the most expensive House race in U.S. history. And AIPAC poured $15 million into this. This is serious stuff. And Eddie, I like to think I'm a well-read guy. I don't know of another country, a nation that is allowed. Now, hear me out on this. Marjorie Taylor Greene, representative from Georgia, she has pointed out time and time again that the state of Israel is nothing more than an unregistered lobbyist group in Washington, D.C., that AIPAC is breaking the law. There is not another nation that is allowed to come into Washington, D.C. and spend this kind of money influencing American politicians other than Israel. And AIPAC very quickly points out, you know, they're not representing Israel, whatever. They're nothing but lies. We have liars. We have well established what the Jews do. They do the work of their father, Satan, who is the father of all lies. They're doing nothing but lying. This is the lobbyist wing for the state of Israel, and they have bought and paid for our American politicians. And Eddie, I don't think it's a coincidence that there's 365 of them on the payroll. That's one for every day of the year, huh?
I guarantee, double down to you. They do have, you know, I know she was a black representative, but I heard her speak. Her name was Cynthia McKinney. I think she was out of Georgia.
Out of Georgia. Yes, sir.
You know, you probably know about that bit since you were originally out of Georgia. But, you know, her dad was also a representative. And this is old news, I'm telling you people, so I'm reaching back in my mind. But it's as relevant today as it was then, maybe more so. But he had been a representative something like 25 or 30 years, Will. And Cynthia McKinney became a representative, U.S. rep. And, you know how hard it is to get rid of a black for a white person like us to get get a black out of any kind of a position. Well, see, she went against AIPAC, which not only her, but this guy named Thomas Massey's been fighting them. But here's a story. Mm-hmm. She said, I heard her talk. She says it on your first day in the first week. No, it doesn't take any longer than the first week. They have these Jews come into your office. They're so jovial and kind and, you know, and gay and telling you all kinds of wonderful stories and want to wine and dine. You probably bring you chocolate and flowers and tell you, you know, we can help you out so much. We can make sure you never lose an election. All you have to do is sign this paper right here. And they did. She said, and I think Thomas Massey said, I'm almost sure Thomas Massey said the same thing. Every swinging dick that comes into the United States Congress and into the Senate, you're almost forced to sign this paper, Will, that says you will never, ever vote against Israel in any type of foreign policy initiative. I'll repeat that. You have to, a United States representative, you are forced to sign a paper with your name saying the United States' interest in foreign policy be damned. That's nothing. That's dung. You have to sign this paper saying you will never, ever go against the interest and foreign policy of the country of Israel. That's for damn sure. And that's a fact. And people, if you look around, I don't think Cynthia McKinney's in office anymore. And I'm almost sure, if you probably know about this, I probably shouldn't even say this since I'm not sure. But I believe her father, who had been in Congress low all those years, lost his position too. But that's the kind of power they have. And
let me point something out just because. So Cynthia McKinney was a congresswoman that represented a district of DeKalb County, Georgia. DeKalb County is Metro Atlanta. It's kind of the heart of Atlanta there. And her dad, Bill McKinney, was actually a retired police officer, city of Atlanta police officer, well respected in the community amongst the blacks, a real leader there in that community. And they were a stronghold, Eddie. The McKinney family there really represented that part of DeKalb for many, many years. I think probably total something like 50 years between him and his daughter, Cynthia. And she ran afoul of Israel and the whole Palestinian deal. She called it probably 10, 15 years ago. Now it was a genocide, these Jews, these bloodthirsty Jews. And like you said, like a magician waving a wand, poof, they're out of power. They don't get to hold those offices anymore, Eddie. That's what happens when you turn your back on Israel after you've made that blood oath.
I mean, I can't even imagine that kind of power. Well, I hear the music, got to go to a break. But when we come back, I would like this, before we leave that topic, I'd like to talk about how do they get that power? How can they rig the elections, even with all their money? Anyway, I got to shut up. I said we're going to a break. People, who are going to take that long break we told you about. You got plenty of time to use the restroom, get some coffee, whatever. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. Be back, folks.
exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from Town Hall, I'm Mary Rose. Former Trump advisor John Bolton has pleaded not guilty to charges of sharing classified information. The Justice Department case accuses him of emailing classified information to family members and keeping top secret documents at his home. Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says as a former lawmaker, he understands the importance of handling classified material with care.
When I think of what I had to go through, every time I got a classified briefing, and I got a lot of them, and how much I sweated trying to remember when I would do interviews, trying not to, you know, reveal information that I had gotten when I was talking about subjects, just to stick to open source stuff.
Democrats are reportedly looking to oust Senator John Fetterman from the Senate in the next election. Bob Agnew reports.
Fetterman drew the ire of his party by blaming Democrats for the government shutdown. Quote, I follow country, then party, and it's the wrong thing for the country. Fetterman also echoes a Republican point about those expiring Obamacare subsidies, reminding his own party they were already set to expire at the end of the year. Media reports now say top Democrats in Pennsylvania are maneuvering to run against Fetterman in a 2028 primary. Bob Agnew reporting.
Shohei Ohtani hit three home runs and pitched a shutout ball into the seventh inning for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Manager Dave Roberts says Ohtani put on a show for the ages.
Yeah, that was, the greatest, probably the greatest postseason performance of all time. And there's been a lot of postseason games, and there's a reason why he's the greatest player on the planet.
Ohtani made history in both of his dual roles for the defending champion Dodgers, who returned to the World Series with a 5-1 victory over the Brewers that completed a four-game sweep. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings us Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlock mental clarity and precision, nurture your memory, and boost your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory and mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy or not recalling things as quickly as you used to, Think Factor could be just what you need to reclaim your cognitive edge. I am so thrilled with the results I personally have received from Think Factor. I'm thinking clearer and better than ever. If you've ever thought, I wish I could be more clear, more focused, try Think Factor today. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Think Factor, think clearer, perform better daily.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and, by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, if there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people, unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand.
we cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR as hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips, anytime, anywhere. Join us at LibertyNewsRadio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. LibertyNewsRadio.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, before we went to the break, with Will and I, we were talking about the incredible power these Jews have over every, not just the United States, but every Western nation in the world. That's why they hate, this may be a little aside, but that's why they hate Russia so bad, because Russia right now probably, I can't prove it mathematically, but probably as one single country, it's the largest landmass nation in the world occupied by white people, probably the largest repository of white people in the world. They've gone through a revival over there since Putin was in. Putin is a self-proclaiming Christian. People say, oh, he's not a Christian. Well, you know what? That's between Putin and God. It's not between me and you. And that's why they hate him. And he has the Jew banks don't have control of him. But anyway, that's kind of an aside right there to go back. The Jews, they just incredible power. And I'm going to say this one more thing, and it was a rabbit trail. I've been a member of the League of the South, and there's other members, other organizations springing up like that, kind of like the League of the South. But I'm telling my buddies, if you really think we can succeed without violence, without bloodshed, you've got Russia. I know this is a rabbit trail, people, would bear with me. You got Russia, the largest landmass nation in the world. They have a nuclear stockpile second to none. And if our people will screw with them, our people being the New World Order, the Jews, if they will screw with them and try to goad them into the war, you think they're going to let a handful of white Southerners have our country here peaceably? If we ever have our country, it's going to have to be by violence. We're going to have to kill or be killed. Anyway, I know this is a rabbit trail. I apologize for it. I'm notorious for going through these damn rabbit trails. But we're going to go back to Will. And we're also, I'd just like to throw the name James Traficant out there, who ran afoul of the Jews. We have time. We'll talk about Congressman James Traficant. But anyway, Will, if you will, tell us about this super interesting story you were talking about during the break. So go ahead. Go ahead, Will.
Yeah. We were talking about Cynthia McKinney, her father, Billy McKinney. And the area that Billy McKinney represented there in Atlanta as a congressman, they loved him. I mean, he had been a police officer in that neighborhood, that community. He was just incredibly well loved. And in the 70s, he was pushed into running for Congress. And kind of what's lost, and unless you're really kind of from that area, the person who pushed him into that was a fellow by the name of Sidney Marcus. And Sidney Marcus was a Jewish businessman and politician there. He wasn't from Atlanta. He was a carpetbagger that had come down from the north, but had settled up. And if folks don't know, Atlanta is kind of the southeast hubs of the Jews. They were huge in the department stores and clothing manufacturing and all of that. These Jews were there in Atlanta going back to the Civil War. But Sidney Marcus basically found Billy McKinney, a well-spoken black man, and exploited him and made him a politician. Interestingly enough, if you want to know what kind of money goes behind somebody like Sidney Marcus, you may have heard of someone named Bernie Marcus. Bernie Marcus being the founder of Home Depot, which was there in Atlanta as well. And that was the kind of money that the Marcus family had at their disposal. Bernie Marcus, the founder of Home Depot, not even in question. Both of these guys are incredibly pro-Israel Jews. Bernie Marcus founded the Israel Democracy Institute in 1991, and I want to say it was something like $50 million, Eddie, that he put into this. And basically, this is a foundation that acts like AIPAC here that we've been talking about. And just to give you another idea, Bernie Marcus donated $25 million and then later $133 million for a national blood service center in Tel Aviv. And if you look into what this is, it is a genetic research institute. These people have untold amount of power. And if you don't know, Home Depot, I just want to throw this out there. Home Depot, since its founding, has been a 100% Jewish company. And wow. The Home Depot is one of the, I'm born and raised in Atlanta, and I do my best never to give anything to Home Depot. I'll go to Lowe's or somewhere like that. But Home Depot and the billions and billions of dollars they have made off of Americans, Eddie, they're some of the biggest supporters of illegal immigration and the Jewish state of Israel. It is a very Talmudic company, kind of a rabbit trail. You always talk about going down a rabbit trail, but you brought up Billy McKinney and Cynthia McKinney. And let me tell you what happened. Cynthia McKinney went off the reservation.
Yes, she did.
There is going back to, this is something that we can talk about in great detail, but you know, the civil rights movement in the late 50s and early 60s, this was not an organic movement. This was not a movement that started amongst the blacks and the black churches. It was one group of people, and who it was were Jewish Yankees from the North who came to the South as rebel rousers, and they infiltrated the black churches, and just like any other time you want to catch a raccoon, you know, coons love shiny things, and they dazzled them with cars, and they dazzled them with money, and they bought them off, and that is what started this so-called civil rights movement. It was rebel rousers from the North that were Jews, and just because they came down doesn't mean that there weren't already Jewish supporters in the South, like the Marcus family. And the Marcus family in Atlanta, and Eddie, I don't know if you remember, I don't know if they went as far north or not, but all through the Southeast, there used to be a department store called Rich's. And Rich's was a huge department store. I know it went up into the Carolinas. It was based out of Atlanta. Well, that also was controlled by a Jewish family out of Atlanta. And they were some of the first people, that revitalized Sweet Auburn, the neighborhood Martin Luther King came from. And the Rich family, the Jewish family, are the ones who subsidized Martin Luther King. In his beginning. So there is a clear history of the Jews supporting these black activists, that these so-called civil rights leaders. And I'm going to tell you what happened to the McKinneys. Well, Cynthia McKinney got wise. She saw the world for what it was, and she started calling it out. And when she did, just like you said, Eddie, all of a sudden she was out of a job, because you see, your vote doesn't control the House of Representatives. Jewish money does.
No doubt about it. It's just incredible how much power they have. And sometimes I'll ask myself, how do they get that much power? But then all you have to do, though, if you think about, they get their power from their father, the devil. We've talked about that many times here, on Blood River. You know, was it John 8:44, when Jesus Christ, and I tell people, I know I'm repeating myself, but I'll tell people, don't go and tell me what the beloved Adrian Rogers used to be, the head of the Bellevue Baptist Church we talked about, and who was pretty much, I've been told, a pro-segregationist. In fact, James Edwards told me that he has a friend who told him it was real reputable, and it was trusted information that this is another rabbit trail, folks, but I got to get there. I got to do it. The old Bellevue Baptist Church was downtown on a street called Bellevue, but they're not there anymore. They're many miles east of Bellevue on over 300 acres of land. I think Will said 340, 50 acres of land. Mm-hmm. But this back in the day, 40 years ago, 45 years ago, when Adrian Rogers pretty much built Bellevue Baptist Church into the monstrosity it is today, he came off the pulpit, went out to a couple, a mixed-race couple who came into the church and told them, hey, he was nice. He wasn't really tough on them. He said, hey, you can't, we don't accept that kind of thing here. We don't do mixed races marriages. You can go down to mixed races. You can go down the street to the other church down there that will support you and welcome you with open arms, but not here. But anyway, but they have since sold their soul to the devil. The Baptist Church, you know, Lord, I never get tired of napalming them. But I would like to go back and say one more thing. Speaking of that, before we leave this topic, about James Traficant, I thought I'd mention him right quick if we don't run out of time. James Traficant was a beloved congressman in someplace in Ohio. I don't have the information pulled up right now, but there was supposedly there was an immigrant, a white immigrant, believe it or not, in James Traficant, Congressman James Traficant's district, and his name was, I want to say Dumumicek. I guess it's kind of a Polish name. I can't pronounce it, but people, you can go back and look this up for yourself if you want to be exactly the right, you know, technically right. But anyway, this Dumumicek guy was accused by Israel of being a concentration camp guard at one of the so-called guard, Auschwitz, these concentration camps that executed these Jews. This is further proof of how much power they got. So they accused. I heard. Yeah, I did hear. I thought I heard the music. People, I said, it was my imagination. People, we'll finish the story when we come back, and hopefully, hell, we can get to a couple more stories I wanted to touch. But I tell you what, we're doing the best we can. Be right back, folks.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for holding on. This hour is really flying by. We're going to try to cover these things. I feel they need to be covered as fast as we can. I hope we're not getting off too many rabbit trails. I'm the chief rabbit hunter, I tell you. Anyway, we're talking about Congressman James Traficant of Ohio before we went to the break. And this fellow named Dumumicek was accused of being the prison guard at, I'll say, Treblinka or Auschwitz or one of those so-called concentration camps. Well, he was extradited to Israel. Keep in mind, he's a United States citizen, but Israel had the power to bring him back over to Israel. He went over and stood trial. He was a constituent of Congressman James Traficant. Well, James Traficant went over there with him, and lo and behold, a miracle happened. This Dumumicek was found not guilty. So they released him, and they let Congressman Chaffetz bring the Nemechek back to the United States. But the American Jews never forgave that. Their motto is, never forgive, never forget. So they did away. They got James Traficant. They rigged him. They do what they do so many times. I think income tax evasion, improprieties with campaign money, et cetera. They sent him to prison. And like James Traficant said, he choked on a chicken bone. So Congressman James Traficant is no longer with us. This is a sitting United States congressman, people. They get rid of them. A United States congressman, United States senator, that's nothing to them. They come and go. There's nothing to them. Well, I'd like to shift into something right quick, like something that's really, really getting on my nerves here in Memphis. Every day, I was in a hotel today. It could be a hotel or it could be the Veterans Hospital here in Memphis. I've been bitching about this, but I'm not going to quit. It's getting worse by the day. I was at a place called Kohl's Grocery Store. Store yesterday looking for some stuff. I'm getting ready to go to New York to run New York Marathon. I'm trying to get a few other clothes I need to try to keep me from the weather, out of the wet weather, et cetera, et cetera. But I keep seeing, used to never see, Will, a Muslim in their, I call them their U.S. Army blankets. They look like these women wear their garbs covering from head to toe, these dresses and these veils. They look like they're made out of army blankets. And I couldn't help it. I said this. I know there were women, but there was a man close by. I said, you know what? And this is what I actually said. I said, you know what? You look like shit. You look ridiculous. You look like two damn clowns. And I'm telling them, it infuriates me. It absolutely infuriates me. And I never play the veteran card. I have an ancestor who rode with, I don't know if he rode with Forrest or not. I need to research that more. But he rode, he was the Southerner in the cavalry in the South, and he was killed in the war. I have a great uncle that was gassed in the First World War that the Jews set up. My dad went to the Pacific fighting the Japanese in World War II. Went over there, a good little Baptist boy, came back an atheist and would not allow a Bible in the house. My dad raised me. My mom left when I was in second grade. Destroyed his mind. I have an uncle who was killed in Korea. An uncle. I was in the Vietnam War. I said, and we paid the price. Millions of veterans. We went over there and paid the price. And God, we have to come back. We have to see shit people like you, these damn Muslims, these damn Indians. We're overrun with the damn Indians in the Veterans Hospital. They're completely taking over cardiology in the Veterans Hospital. They're completely taking over cardiology all of the United States. And if it's not these damn Muslims, it's the Indians. The Indians are completely taking over the medicine here in the United States. You know, Will not talked about that earlier, saying they're a protected class. You go to the grocery stores, anywhere you go, they're dressed in this damn garb. I was in this hospital, hotel today, briefly. And it's just chock full of these damn Indians. And the women got these long-ass dresses on, kind of like Muslims. And they show absolutely no respect toward our Southern custom values. They just come in here to take over. It's just arrogant and talk down to you if you're a white person. It's getting worse and worse and worse. I just don't know how much more of that shit I can put up with. I'm telling you. But I wanted to cover that before we left. Before we left first hour, Will. But it's just really grinding on me, man. It's getting worse every day.
It's not just Memphis. It's not just Memphis, Eddie. I think I shared with you. If I didn't, I apologize. But back in August, I went back to Atlanta. I had to go down for some personal business, and I was in North Atlanta in a very, very nice area, a gated community. I think the home started about $500,000 and go up to well over $1 million. And I went out for a jog one evening, just jog around in the neighborhood. And I couldn't go down the sidewalk on a jog, Eddie, because there was somewhere between 8 to 12 Indians, and about three generations of them, old women wearing what looked like house curtains, and the men there walking there in front of them. I couldn't believe that inside this neighborhood there was that. And I ended up asking what's the deal with the Indians, and I was told they have taken over the neighborhood. I mean a swanky neighborhood, Eddie, and that I was told every other house is full of Indians now.
You know, and I'd like to ask our people out there, what are we going to do about this? I mean, how much of this are we going to put up with? And I'm talking about myself, too, for being inactive. I don't feel like I go far enough. In fact, I know I don't. But, I mean, it's getting worse. I mean, by the week, it seems like it's more and more. And I'm just going to say this one more time. If I repeat myself, that's just too bad, so sad. People, I'm talking about a veterans hospital. And I just said, and I'm just one person. My bloodline, and I never play the draft card, the veteran card, because I knew the draft. I knew the Vietnam War was a bunch of crap. My dad knew about it. He told me about it. There's nothing he could do to get me out of it. He wasn't a rich man. I know some people that did get out. I know some people that could have got out that didn't, because they had this sense of, I mean, it might be, say, warped. They felt like it was their duty to go there and get their ass shot off for the International New Jewish World Order. But, I mean, we did that, Will. We come back to this country, white veterans, going back, I've just named, going back to 150 years, and our own white men. You can't, if you're a young white man and you're smart as hell and you want to go to medical school, it's damn near, it's almost impossible. I won't say it's impossible, but it's getting harder and harder. And it's written in the law. You can go, I have a book called The Clergy Plan. If people would like it, you can get it, The Clergy Plan. It outlines that the powers that be will, in the medical system, pointed out, they said, and these are other white people saying it, mostly Jews, but some white people. Medicine is racist. We're going to get rid of the white people out of medicine. Too bad, so sad. We're going to get rid of you, white people. We're turning people. This is true. The clergy plan has been taking effect. Also, any sports. If you look at sport, not just the medical system, any sense you want to point out. Look at sports. Look at especially basketball, but pro football and college ball. Anything you want to see, it's just covered with blacks. And then the clergy plan bill, it talked about how the Jews are going to start using this. They talked about this over 100 years ago, what they're going to do. They're going to raise the blacks up in society, and they're going to do it through sports. And they're going to have them, get them up to a portion of society where people just fondle over them and worship. They worship these. They have this Negro worship with all these white people going to these sporting events. But it's there. It's there. I know I've tried to get too much in one place, but in summary, Will, I'm so sick of going anywhere I go. There's no job, any job. You name your job, and it's a damn black behind it. If it's a medical job here in Memphis, it's some damn Indian. I'm just so sick of it. We've got to do something about it, people. We really do. Go back to you, Will. We got a minute or two before the break.
I think I have enough time to get this out. What Eddie's talking about, when he's talking about the clergy plan and he's talking about the hidden hands of that Jewish power and influence and what their long game is. You know, this show, Blood River Radio, it is named after the miracle that happened at Blood River there in South Africa. And what I would like, you know, if you're not following it, take a good hard look at what South Africa looks like right now. It is hell on earth. It looks like something out of a Hollywood dystopian movie. It is just, it is corrupt. It's got to be one of the worst places on the planet right now when it comes to being a white man. Well, the ruling party of politics in South Africa is the African National Congress, the ANC. You know, we remember Nelson Mandela, you know, the great leader Nelson Mandela being the head of the ANC and that sort of thing. And Cyril Ramaphosa is the president now that represents the ANC. And we think, you know, with the title African National Congress, that this was somehow, this rise up of like what we were talking about with the civil rights leaders back in the 60s, Eddie. Well, let me tell you who founded the African National Congress. In 1963, a group of Jews founded the African National Congress. Their names were Lionel Bernstein, Bob Heppel, Dennis Goldberg, Arthur Goldreich, Hazel Goldreich, and James Cantor. And what they did was what Eddie was just saying. They found these blacks that could read and write and could speak, and they elevated them, not themselves. They didn't elevate themselves into positions of powers. They elevated these blacks into positions of power, and they started integrating things like sports teams, Eddie, like you were just talking about. And all of a sudden, the rugby teams and the soccer teams in South Africa were competing with the world and winning. And the people of South Africa loved it, and they let their guard down a little more and a little more and a little more, and look at where where South Africa is now. It's the same plan for the United States, Eddie. That is what's coming to us.
We tell you what, we've run completely out of time, Will, for this first hour. We're going to cover a little bit of the starting of the second hour. In the second hour, we're going to pick up our little buddy who's one of the founding members of Blood River Radio. Without this fella coming up, Matt Goodwin, there would be no Blood River. People, this is a long break. You got plenty of time to get some coffee, tea, whatever, but don't be late. Don't take over about 4 minutes. We'll be right back, folks.